Congressional trolls, Twitter files show company New Democrat claims about Russian bots were false. By Alim Bokhari on January 12, 2023. A new release of the Twitter files provides further evidence that the company was aware that claims of Russian bots on the platform, made by Democrats and the media, were wildly exaggerated or outright fabrications. Nevertheless, Twitter continued to indulge the Democrat and mainstream media-pushed conspiracy theory in public. As Twitter attempted to placate Democrats on the Hill with an appeasement strategy, humoring claims about Russian influence they knew were false, Twitter officials complained that the strategy amounted to feeding congressional trolls. Twitter warned politicians and media the why not only lacked evidence, but had evidence the accounts weren't Russian and were roundly ignored, wrote journalist Matt Tybee, who released the latest batch of the Twitter files. One prominent example highlighted by Tybee is when former Congressman Devin Nunes submitted his classified memo to the House Intelligence Committee, exposing FBI abuses and using FISA courts to approve surveillance against individuals linked to Trump, and the critical role played by the discredited Steele dossier. Democrats including Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, along with Senators Dianne Feinstein, DCA, and Richard Blumenthal, DCT, claimed that Russian bots were boosting the Nunes report through the hashtag release the memo. We find it reprehensible that Russian agents have so eagerly manipulated innocent Americans, wrote Blumenthal, in a letter to Jack Dorsey, then CEO of Twitter. But Twitter could not find any significant evidence of Russian bots boosting the hashtag. I just reviewed the accounts that posted the first 50 tweets with hashtag release the memo and none of them show any signs of affiliation to Russia, wrote Yoel Roth, who would briefly become head of trust and safety under Elon Musk, in an email to colleagues. We investigated, found that engagement is overwhelmingly organic, and driven by Veets. Veets is a reference to very important tweeters, prominent accounts that drive engagement. Twitter then attempted to persuade Blumenthal that the allegations of Russian bot activity were overblown, only for Blumenthal to release his letter publicly, putting more PR pressure on the company. Blumenthal isn't looking for real and nuanced solutions but just wants to get credit for pushing us further, concluded one official at Twitter. In addition to calling them trolls, Twitter officials compared the behavior of Russia-obsessed Democrats to the children's story If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. In the story, attempting to placate a hungry mouse by offering him a cookie only leads to endless demands for more snacks. I'm legit embarrassed I didn't think of that first, was how one Twitter executive described the metaphor. Despite mocking the Democrats' obsession with non-existent Russian influence operations behind closed doors, Twitter made virtually no attempt to warn the public that the bot panic was exactly that, a panic, motivated by politics and without basis in reality. Despite universal internal conviction that there were no Russians in the story, wrote Tybee, Twitter went on to follow a slavish pattern of not challenging Russia claims on the record. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of hashtag deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.